Okay, we're going to do our 5-minute summary of the Moronim. Just before Maariv, we have Baruch Hashem Gedalia Fenster in the house tonight, and so we're going to stick around. In a short time, we will be there. Baruch Hashem, I'm in one of the rooms of Shir David, and there's a whole pile of shlachmanas for the parents of soldiers. Baruch Hashem, we actually did receive ours, but there's a lot still not given, and give another few weeks, and most of this will be comments. So what would we learn more in Shir David? We learned a very beautiful concept that the Torah Kedosha, when it says B'yom Shmini, it's not just saying B'yom Shmini Kra Moshe, that it was calling out just stun. Like everything, obviously, the eighth day, everything has a limit, everything has every name is teaching us something, and there's a concept of time, place, and people. Yeah, we call it Ashan, Olam, Olam, Zman, which would be Olam, Ashan, Shin, would be Shana. Olam, Shana, Nefesh, the idea of Ashan, which is place, time, and people. The concept that every place has its time, and the fact that Moshe was, during the 7 days of Milim, he was wearing special white clothes to build the Mishkan, and then take it down, build it, take it down. This is where we're at now, the 7 days of Milim, from Chaf Gimel Adam, we're now already Chaf Dalet, and actually right now we're heading into Chaf Hei. So by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which will be next week after Shabbos Chodesh Mivarech, we're going to be holding on Tuesday night, I think, next week, with the Yom Shmini. This is a special time. And what we learned from the Moronim, we then jumped into this concept that really everything has this Ruchnius root, the spiritual root, that is Shemus HaKodesh, that really the Torah, when it's talking about things, it's really talking in as a way of being devot to Hashem. And it brought the Zohar Kodesh, that really the Shem Hashem and Torah, the Torah is Ma'aleh Shemus. And we know from the Masha that he himself says that the Torah is Ma'aleh Shemus, that it's all Shemus HaKodesh, it's all Devekus to Hashem. And this Devekus to Hashem is very fundamental. We went into a bunch of questions about these concepts that we're learning by Rosh Shlomo Katz. The concept of Bina and Chochmah, the Yichud that goes on between the Yud and the Kei, the Ima and the Abba, and the Abba Ima, the concept that everything has a Shorish and a Chochmah, Da'at Silas, or all the way through with learning with Tanya. And then we carried on continuing in the Moronim, excuse me, where he went on to explain the idea of when you have Midas, like you have Abba, that really Ava, all the Ava is Shoresh in the Olam HaTanuk, which is Shoresh, that everything is about Ava Hashem. So even though it falls down into the aspect of Avas, of Gashmias, of things of this world, like the Shlachmanis in front of me, all these different nosh food that you'd want to eat, but within there, then the Shoresh of Dava is Ava Hashem. So the whole Voda of a Yid is to be able to bring out the root, that every Ava comes from the commandment of the Torah commanded us to love Hashem, and that includes everything of this world to bind us up to Avas Hashem. In a moment, we're going about to say the Shema and Maariv, and we're going to demonstrate the Haftas Hashem and Akecha, where we love Hashem with everything, with our heart, with our nefesh, with our everything we have. And we realize that, for example, Yom Rishon, which is the first day of the week, is connected to the 7 days of building, 7 days of creation, the 7 days we have mentioned Miluim, and then we have in it the idea that every day is connected to a different meter, a different attribute of Hashem. So the first day is connected to Chesed and Ava. So we mila the Ava Hashem, we bring it back to the true Ava Hashem. We mila the Yom Rishon towards Ava Hashem and not towards Chas Hashem, other things like Rishayim. They ruin a day for loving things of this world more than they should. So this is the Avoda that we're doing in the Moronim, and it's all about elevating everything back to Avos Hashem. And there were some other interesting questions that our friend asked about Bechira and Nasid Lavo, Yom Hu Yia, Shemachad, that all the Midas would be Mila, have a ticket and an elevation, Nasid Lavo, through the concept of Yia, and everything will be elevated to Hashem. But these are coming attractions anyway. Everyone should be Zoka to join us in the Shirim we do daily, and this is just a summary of what we discussed over 45 minutes, Moronim, and we have the Tanya Shir, looking to Maron, and Thrasemis, and Bez Hashem tonight we have Gedalia Fenster, and also on Sunday we'll have Gedalia Fenster as well. Very excited, there's a Shimshon, a lot of Torah, a lot of light, will bring us more to Avos Hashem and the Yom HaShemini, this beautiful day, Hokam HaMishkan, where the Mishkan will stand forever, and Beis HaMikdash forever, and we'll be able to have the Gilui Shechina B'Shleimus. Amen.